Imagine yourself coming back from a long week out on military exercises. You sit down in your favorite chair and let out a sigh, when suddenly I come round the corner with an ice-cold lemonade in one hand, a washcloth and basin in the other. I hand you the drink and slowly sink to my knees between your thighs. I look up and smile as I undo your belt, your zipper, and then slide your pants off your legs, underwear and all. The strong smell of your crotch hits my nostrils, and the manly odor only turns me on. Dipping the washcloth in the water, I run it warm and damp up your thighs, caressing your balls and shaft, cleaning and rubbing them. The texture of the cloth feels slightly rough, but I'm very gentle as I cleanse you, getting into every nook and cranny. I rinse and do it again, cleaning your warm, wet package. You're hardening now, reaching three-quarters your full size. Your eyes closed. You don't realize I've leaned in until the head of your cock is already between my lips. As your eyes flutter open, I smile with a mouthful of cock, my hand still wrapped in the cloth as I gently stroke you at the base. Moaning softly, I take you further into my mouth, feeling my lips slide down lower and lower towards your balls. I jiggle them gently with my free hand, and a bead of saliva drips down your shaft from my lips to run down between your balls. I come to rest with my nose pressed into your pubic hair, my lips pressed all the way down into your pelvic bone. You groan as I hold myself there, my nostrils flaring for oxygen, my throat contracting around the head of your dick as I gag slightly. You feel a bubbling in your balls start to brew after a long week without coming. As I feel them tighten, I back my mouth off all the way, slowly letting your dick exit my mouth with a soft pop. I smile up at you widely, my brown eyes flickering, and I moan sweetly, give me that great big load, baby. With only that statement, I wrap my lips around your tool and begin to bob my head slowly in time with my gently stroking hand. You groan with anticipation as I work you over, my wet mouth now drooling as it slides up and down your soaked shaft. Wet slurps and slops fill the air, and the smells of cock, pre-cum and spit mix to fill our nostrils. I moan as I feel your balls tighten, and again, louder as I feel your first pulse of orgasm hit. Your hips spasm and flex, and I pull back so that your cockhead just touches my lips, opening my mouth wide so that you can see your sperm enter my hole. I smile as I wait, stroking your cock with my bottom lip against the base of the head. Suddenly, with a roar and a huge spasm in your cock, you flood me. An enormous spurt of cum rockets out of you, slamming into my throat with force. I gag slightly, not at the taste, but at the speed with which it pounds the back of my throat. I quickly swallow and reopen my mouth, but not before a second shot slaps my face just under my nose and cascades across my cheek under my left eye. My mouth now wide open again for you, I feel your third and fourth pulses spring forth into my mouth, filling the floor of it and coating my tongue. I moan with delight at the salty taste of it, and stroke firmly to coax out three more small bursts of flavorful semen. My mouth nearly overflowing now, I kiss the tip of your cock and milk out the last drop of cum. With a swish to savor it, I swallow half the load, keeping the rest for a moment longer before it flows down the hatch. I kiss your cock again, on the head, down the shaft, and to the balls, as you soften slightly, and you twitch in post-orgasmic bliss. I dip the washcloth again, and use its warm wetness to clean your cock, while looking up at you with my deep brown eyes. I lean in again and moan contentedly as I lay a light, wet kiss on your balls. You caress my hair as I go back to cleaning you off, and I smile up at you. Did that feel good, lover? I ask you in just above a whisper. You can only bring yourself to moan and nod in affirmative as your heavy eyelids start to droop. As I continue to wash your genitals, legs, and chest, you drift off into a contented slumber. With a start, your eyes bolt wide open. Unsure how long you've been asleep, you glance left and right in confusion before you realize the source of your sudden wakefulness. Looking down, You smile as you see me suckling away contentedly on your half-hard cock, drying cum still lingering on my cheeks. Unsure how long I've been at it, and not wanting to disturb me, you sigh quietly and watch. Like a baby with a soother, I suck your cock softly in and out of my mouth, making small suction sounds and grateful moans. Your cock is moist, and you can feel a lone drop of saliva beating on your scrotum, rolling slowly towards the seat below you. Unconsciously, your cock begins to harden as you watch me, growing more and more turned on by my obvious joy at having your manhood in my mouth. As your shaft stiffens, I open my eyes and look back up into yours, not aware that you're fully awake. With a shy smile and a slightly pink flush of embarrassment in my cheeks, I apologize. "Sorry, dear, I didn't mean to wake you," you reply offhandedly. "You know I never complain about waking up with my dick in your mouth, babe," and reward me with a beaming smile. Armed with that motivation, I continue with my sensual manipulations, now focused more on causing you the most pleasure possible. I use the tip of my tongue to lash the head of your cock, circling it, flicking the underside, tracing up and down the slit. The end of your cock awash in my saliva. You feel it running down your shaft as I grasp the base of your cock between my thumb and forefinger and ever so slightly stroke my hand up and down. I continue my torturous teasing for what seems like ages, pausing every so often to slap the heavy head of your cock against my pursed lips, extended tongue, or full cheeks. When I fear you can take no more and your legs and ass writhes underneath me, I stop my tongue and look back up into your eyes. I stare at you for a full minute, building suspense for what I'll do next. Without a word, I show you my plan and open my mouth to unleash a torrent of slippery spit that cascades down your entire cock, leaving a puddle under your butt. I sit up now and remove my tank top, pulling it over my head so that my luxurious 36Ds bounce into sight. Smiling widely at you, I grasp one breast in each hand and squeeze them together, giving you a show as I play with my hardening nipples. Pulling my breasts apart, I sigh with pleasure as I move in closer, and then push them back together, enclosing your rigid pull in the cocoon of soft flesh. Slick as it is with my saliva, your cock slides easily between them as I begin to bounce my chest in time with your uncontrollable thrusting. You watch in awe as I clearly enjoy the feeling of your cock locked in my chest's embrace. Your cock head pokes out of the top of my cleavage as your thrust hits its deepest point, and occasionally I reach gingerly down with my long tongue to lash the mushroom head as it appears. To maintain the copious lubrication, I tilt my head down and let the drool flow freely from my lips down between my heaving mounds to liberally coat your pulsing cock. You groan with anticipation and encourage me as you fuck my chest. "Yeah, baby, let me fuck those titties. Squeeze those big tits together for me." I smile back and offer words of encouragement of my own. "Give it to me, honey. Your big hard dick feels so good between my tits. Oh, yes, I love the feeling of your hot cock all over my body." I shudder with pleasure as hearing my own dirty words pushes me over the edge and leaves me trembling in the grips of a small orgasm. I tilt my head to the heavens and let out a long, loud moan of unrepentant joy. In the midst of my own convulsions, I fail to hear your urgent plea about your impending explosion. "Oh God, babe, oh God, I'm gonna come, babe, I'm gonna come," you exclaim. "Oh, God," I call out, my back arched, my hands still pressing my ample tits together on either side of your fat and throbbing dick. "Yes!" The pent-up semen of your long, hard week, all that remained in your big balls from the first training I gave you, comes out in one enormous explosion. A vast quantity of sticky white fluid blasts into the air, raining down onto my chin, neck, and chest. You bellow in uncontrollable pleasure, loud enough for the neighbors to hear. You laugh heartily and out loud as you come, amazed at the force and intensity of your eruption. My mind descending back to earth, my consciousness returned. I excitedly began to scoop up small handfuls of cum in my cupped fingers, feeding them to my voracious mouth. I swallow it all eagerly, unaware of your loving gaze upon my glazed and heaving chest. You smile contentedly and remind yourself how lucky you are to have such an unrepentant, cum-loving slut all to yourself. Having gotten all the large dollops of cum into my mouth, I lay back on the floor and absentmindedly rub the remaining cum into my breasts, savoring the smell of it all over me. Looking up to meet your eyes yet again, I whisper to you with my full pink lips, "Welcome home."